Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Hi, Rashida.
Hey, Lauren. Happy November to you, friend.
You too. You know what? It's very rare that we get to release these readings on the actual first of the month. So
I know. This is really cool.
Yeah. I'm excited. And we're only recording the day before, so we're like super in touch with the energies of November. And I love November. I know we talked about loving October, but I love the, well, here, the weather is usually not too bad, although it's been very cold lately, where we still have like some nice sunny days and stuff. But I really love Thanksgiving. Despite the questionable origins of the holiday, I love the emphasis on gratitude. And I think any time that we can turn our minds and hearts to that, it's a good thing. So I'm ready. I'm ready for it. It's a big month coming up for our family, and we're stoked.
Absolutely. I do feel that, you know, especially around the gratitude. You know, I am impartial to Thanksgiving time, only because there's a big emphasis on feasting and your girl can't cook. And so I always have to like rope my mom in and just tell her that I'll like do certain things, but then I know that once she gets in the kitchen with me, she gets frustrated and she kicks me out. So I'm always good on that front. But Daniel, he usually, like, the past 5 years, I want to say, he's been on call for Thanksgiving. So it's one of those things where we can't go too far, so we can have people come to us or I can go out with the kiddos. But I don't know. I like it because I get to hang out with my family, but that's all I like doing. I don't like to be like the host, but everyone wants me to host. I don't know why.
That's a big work day.
The responsibility. But I do like that it's just signifying like, and like we're getting closer and closer to the end, and you know, really like starting to like really, really start going inward and be home. I think I told you earlier that like it's obviously it's today's Thanksgiving. Today's Halloween. And yesterday in Virginia, it was like 80 something degrees, like 83. And now it's like 50 something. So this time it's like this back and forth dance of like knowing what to wear, what to put on, what are we actually doing? Like just figuring all that out. But near closer to the end of November, things start to settle out. So, but yeah, I'm really excited to see what the energies have for us and our reading today. And yeah, what do you think? Should we just dive in?
I am. Yeah. So for anyone listening, if there is any kind of like situation that you're thinking about for this month that you're looking for more clarity on, you can maybe bring that into your mind or heart right now. You can also just open yourself up to receive the messages and take them in whatever way they come to you. And you might choose number one or number two. Don't overthink it. What comes to you the most easily? It might be both. That's fine. And if you've chosen number one, you've chosen Rashida's card. And if you've chosen number two, you've chosen my card. So Rashida, what deck are you using today?
Yeah, so I have been really called to this deck. I've been using it a lot in my readings, the Threads of Fate Oracle deck. I don't know, there's just something about it that every time I look and feel into the energy of how I want to like pull and get the readings, it's this one's been really calling my name. Like I even get like this warm sensation. So we're going to be using the Threads of Fate Oracle deck. And so I'm going to do my normal thing, give a little shuffle, make my little pile, see what's coming to me. And I am excited to see what comes through. This is so funny. I pulled this card the other day. It is the Fate card. Before we get into this, I really want to like, tell you that I've been pulling the same cards from this deck over and over again. And so this is one of the ones that I've been pulling, but it's like a like an egg on top of like this really velvety blanket with crystals and leaves coming out of it, brilliance and like starry dots all over it. It's the fate card. And every time I pull this card, it's a reminder that, and even now, thinking about it as we're going into the closing of the year, as we observe it, we get to choose. You know, we get to have choice in the things that we do. And as we start to be a part of the hustle and bustle and, you know, all the things that are happening within our world and the things that we're expected to do when the holiday season comes around, just know that we have choice, we have our free will, and we really have our own fate in our hands. We do get to co-create with the universe, but now is the time to kind of start thinking about where we want to go and what we want to do. I know that's a lot of like January type of energy at the beginning of the year, but I also think it's worth noting, like, as we're coming to the close of the year, November, December being on the ends, like, what are some things that we want to let go that are not serving us anymore so that we can like really step into the new year fresh? What are some of the things that we want to show a little more gratitude for and bring more into our lives as we're honoring some of these endings and some of these closings? So I just get a feeling like if you are feeling like you're kind of like in this space of the feeling I'm getting is like indecision. You know, like you might feel like things, every time you choose something, things are just not rolling the right way or going the right way. Maybe like stop and think of the actual choice that you're making. And know that you do have free will, but make sure the choice that you're making is like truly yours, that you're not making choices based off of others. Yeah, I don't know. I got a lot of mixed things in this reading, but for me, it's really about remembering that we have the power to get to, you know, create the life that we want and, you know, really just take that power into our own hands and utilize it for good.
And when that came up, I had this like thought immediately that was like fate or free will. And I think that it's both, right? I think that we're always in this dance between like action and surrender. And the action is the free will, and the surrender is the, like the surrender to fate or destiny. And I also have this visual of like many destinies, right? Because whatever choices we're making put us on different timelines. So
Absolutely.
I think like, yeah, as we're rounding out the end of the year, really think about like even what your small choices are leading to, because they add up and they are constantly putting us on a path to, you know, wherever we're going to
Yeah.
death. I'm just kidding, but
No. I
no,
was
but to our growth, to you know, whatever we're learning here on Earth. And I think that it's a good reminder that our small choices are very important. And can we do them with a sense of surrendering the outcome to destiny or the divine in a way, you know, letting go of attachment. So we make small choices, like even like, what am I feeding my family tonight? You know, that's just choices I'm always making, right?
Always,
And am I
always making.
making a choice toward health for our family, or am I making a choice toward convenience? Like neither are bad, right? But it's like, you know, what path am I putting us on, and what habits are we building? And like, if my daughter eats my whole wheat spaghetti with lentils and hates it, I have to accept that.
Yeah, let's not talk about my children and their eating choices because no, I really like that. And I feel like that was kind of also like where I was going with that. But we don't always think about the small choices that we make. But they are a culmination. Like the choices that we make are will make up the culmination of our life, and our life is of our choosing and what we get to do. And I don't want to negate circumstances because circumstances do happen, things do happen, but we still get the choice in those circumstances. And so I think it's like November's really asking us to like really think about these things as we start walking into making our way towards the new year. Yeah.
I
Thanks,
love it.
Lauren.
Thank
Cool.
you. Today I chose my goddess guidance oracle card deck, which is my favorite. It's the one I feel drawn to over and over. I'm realizing I have decks I barely use, and first when I'm like really looking for clarity, this is the one I come to. Especially like when it comes to big decisions and just big crossroads and things like that in life. So, I'm number two. If you chose number two, here you go. I am sorting through my cards. Okay. I chose Mary Magdalene, which is unconditional love. The card says, love yourself, others, and every situation, no matter what the outward appearance might be. Ooh, okay. There is big stuff going on in the world right now.
Yes.
And it is very easy to get caught up in despair. It's easy to get caught up in maybe like trying so hard to advocate for one side that you're hateful toward another. It's so easy to like look at things as black and white, right? And like I think in the world of social media and media in general, it's meant to divide us in that way. But if we are practicing unconditional love, and when I think of Mary Magdalene, I also think of like deep, deep compassion. We are not just extending that to those who deserve it, we're extending that to all beings everywhere. And I think that that's what we need to hold in our own hearts. For this vision, not only for ourselves, but for our families, for our communities, for the world at large. And I would make it part of part of your gratitude practice this month, because hopefully you have one all the time. But no, I think November is a time where people are reminded to do it, to be like so grateful for what you do have in your life, because a lot of others don't have it. And to include in your practices, loving kindness, prayer, and sacred action to help those who are in need, to help those who are suffering, and to do it in whatever way you can. And that doesn't mean to like constantly be doom scrolling in helplessness and putting yourself in like nervous system states where you can't be of service to the world, but instead to like tend to your practices. To tap into this universal love, this metta, this compassion, and to really like send it outward in your energy, and in your actions. So that's what this is saying to me.
Yeah. Do you mind reading it one more time for me?
Yeah. Sorry, Gemma. Gemma grabbed it. It says, love yourself, others, and every situation, no matter what the outward appearances may be.
Yeah, immediately when you had said that, I just wanted to make sure I knew the words, but I saw a picture of myself, which is so weird. But like I was also thinking of the situations that are going on right now in our world. And when I think about it, I would be that person that, would not have, I wouldn't necessarily say a say, but I feel like a lot of us forget to not look at everything as a whole to realize that there are multiple sides, multiple lives, multiple things happening, and that it is our job to look past the sides. It is our job to look past this one thing that is being presented to us and to see ourselves in certain situations so that we may have the compassion that's needed. A lot of times, a lot of us, especially on a spiritual journey, we have to go through a self-love phase because we don't really have that. But once we do, we realize like our worth, and how special we really are, and like using ourselves as like that bridge to kind of like see how special and the worth of every other human being, no matter what is going on. And I know it's really so hard to like fall into this pit. You know what I mean? Like it's so easy, and that's kind of what air quotes they want us to do, because it strips our power away. It strips our thinking away. We start thinking like what they want us to see and what they want us to do, and start saying the things. But when we bring ourselves back into the picture, i.e. that's why I saw myself, I can like really have compassion for these people, because I don't think that way. I don't think, the way that someone is trying to get me to think. Does that make sense, Lauren? I feel like I'm kind of like
Oh,
going all over.
it makes sense. I think there's a lot of yeah, there's a fight for like our minds and our hearts in a lot of ways, and I get it. And like for me, I might take sides in one way or another, but it's not about the actual like normal people who are involved in a war or in a conflict. You know, I think about the mothers on both sides, and I think about the kids, and I think about like all the people who have nothing to do with any of this. It's just like billionaires fighting essentially and using people as collateral. I don't know where I'm going with that necessarily. Just that, like, yeah, I think when we build the self-love and self-compassion, it should hopefully lead us to a place where we're able to extend that to others. It's not, it's the light in me sees the light in you, not there's light in me, tee hee hee, it's not yours.
Oh, for sure. I think this is such a great card for us going into November, especially around like the gratitude piece, but like just that self-compassion and compassion for others, that self-love, love for others. It's needed. It's always needed, but I think like this month is really bringing an emphasis back to like to that. And I feel like, we're kind of need to lean on that a lot, now and going forward. So,
I think so too. Well, what a great reading for November. We've got fate, we've got unconditional love. And thank you, Rashida. I always love hearing your guidance and what comes through your heart.
thank you, Lauren. Thank you always for being here and your wisdom. It's very inspiring, and you're so knowledgeable, friend. You really are.
Thank you. Yeah, that being said, for our listeners, we want to invite you later this month, November 28th, to a live recording of your spiritual besties.
Ooh.
Woo! So yes, we're doing this live recording to celebrate the launch of my book that's been a long time coming. Of Embody Your Inner Goddess, A Guided Journey to Radical Wholeness. It will be free to attend. And if you are interested, just go to the show notes to sign up. But we're so excited to like to chat and to involve you too. So you're welcome to come with questions, and we might have some special freebies, surprises, and giveaways as well.
Yes, I am so excited for this. And to really like interview you around your book, Lauren. This is going to be amazing. And for our besties to join us in this will be really, really cool.
Well, I'm so excited too. And we'll remind y'all on the socials, but that is coming up.
Yay.
All right, friend. Well, I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful November.
Love you too. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.